Today I'm joined by Tiffany Beaton of the Cochrane Humane Society. Tiffany, welcome to the CJW studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Cochrane Humane is celebrating 25 years. Tell me a little bit about Cochrane Humane and how it's gotten started and some of the things that have been happening over the years.
Tracy Keith was one of the ones that started the Humane Society 25 years ago, and we originally started in a trailer in a parking lot just trying to have a place for these animals to go. And over the years, it has built incredibly fast, which is absolutely wonderful. Now we have a larger establishment where we can keep a number of dogs, cats, small critters. We get some interesting animals through the door, and we're really glad to support all these animals.
Okay, when you say interesting critters, you got to give me some examples now.
Well, I've only been around for a little bit, but I've definitely heard of some pigs coming through the door. We've had people try and bring us wildlife and a number of other tiny critters.
So somebody's tried to bring in like a mule deer?
Probably, yes.
Over the years, especially being very involved in the community, recently got back from Morley, Minnithinny. Mm-hmm. And what are some of the programming that the Cochrane Humane Society does with partnership of the Stoney Nakota Nation?
We offer a number of programs as well as our food drive. So every Thursday we go out with a truckload of food for anybody that could need it, whether dogs, cats, whatever kind of animals that they have. We are there to help support them, as well as we'll run vaccine clinics throughout the year. This year we ran two, so we'll take a number of animals from Stoney Nakota and we will bring them to our facility. We will make sure that they get all of the vaccines and medical care that they require, and then we return them to their owners.
That's awesome. We're looking outside right now here in Calgary, and snow is coming down. I've gone to the store a few times and I've heard the Christmas music.
Yep.
So one of the big things I know a lot of us see is like getting a puppy, getting a kitten for Christmas. But over the years, that has not been proven to be exactly the best Christmas gift. Can you explain to me why?
Yes, make sure that it is going to the right home. Animals are a lot of work. It is like having a puppy or a kitten. It's like having a child. Make sure that the person receiving the animal, or if you're planning on getting an animal, that you actually have the amount of time that it takes and the resources to put into caring for this animal. It's a living creature and it needs the time and attention.
I recently looked on the website, and there is a lot of animals right now needing homes. Mm-hmm. Say if somebody's looking to take in an animal, adopt, or even foster, what are some things they should be considering?
Definitely, if you're looking to adopt or foster, if you are kind of stuck in a place where you're wanting to adopt but aren't 100% sure, fostering is an absolutely wonderful option where you can bring home an animal, see how well they fit into your life, and you can kind of decide from there if it's right for you or not to be able to adopt. And then adopting is a easier process where you come into the Humane Society. We'll chat with you for a little bit about what animal could be right for you, some things that you're looking for, making sure that we can find you the correct companion for you, and then go through the process of meeting them and taking them home.
So with the celebration of 25 years, what are ways the community can continue to support Cochrane Humane?
So we have a number of ways. This year, when we've had a lot more medical cases come in, a lot more behavioral cases, they've been taking up a lot more of our resources and a lot more of our time, and we've definitely had to lean on our community a bit more. We are not a government-funded organization. We actually rely 100% on donors and our other fundraising efforts. So if you are able, please head to our website and donate, or feel free to stop by one of our events. We offer numerous animal clinics and classes, from puppy obedience to different seminars throughout the year, as well as a couple of other events. This Tuesday, November 28th, we are doing Triple the Love Tuesday for Giving Tuesday. And we actually have an anonymous donor who's tripling your donations. So anything that you can give would drastically help the lives of these creatures.
So outside of the Giving Tuesday event now, what are some other events that are coming up, especially around this holiday season?
We also have our Christmas open house. So definitely stop by. It's going to be a fun time. We have a massive bake sale with wonderful treats. So please stop by and grab some of those. We also do pet portraits. Head to our website and sign up to get your pet portraits done. They are adorable. I was looking through the ones from last year. Oh, they're so cute. As well as a couple of other things. Tour through the facility and meet some of our lovely creatures.
Now, when you're saying goodies, now are these human goodies or animal goodies?
Both, I believe, but mostly human goodies.
Okay. I was starting to worry. I'm like, goodies.
That is true. It could be either or.
It could be either or.
Yeah, no, mostly the humans, but we will have some goodies opportunities for puppies or kittens too.
People want to know more information? Where's the best place they can go?
Head straight to our website, cochranehumane.ca. All of our information is on there. And if you have any questions, feel free to shoot us an email at shelter@cochranehumane.ca.
Tiffany, thank you so much for your time to coming in here. And it looks like the snow is starting to die down a little bit. So
perfect timing.
But still, make sure you have a safe drive getting back to Cochrane.
Thank you. Have a great day.